It is too bad that on Thanksgiving Day, the news and our thoughts are on death and destruction, terror and fear, ISIS on the attack, television warning us to be vigilant, nonstop urging us to stay tuned. Please stay tuned for eyewitness accounts of massacres and exclusive interviews with public officials who have inside information about the United States tracking terror in Europe. The television networks are aiming for ratings. The politicians are aiming for exposure. Oh, so delighted to be on TV pretending to know what ISIS will do next, which, of course, they don't know. I wonder, is there not a problem with all that shouting and all those worldwide exclusives 24/7 explaining in detail how the U.S. is going after ISIS? Tapping its telephones, hacking its computers, and tracing its weapons. I heard, did you the other day, a TV anchorman and a Washington politician informing the world that in order to prevent ISIS bombings, undercover cops from New York are now being stationed in popular hotels in Europe. So we're being informed. But so is ISIS. The television networks in Paris and Brussels are reporting the bombings in ways to boost their ratings and make money, while the politicians are grabbing free airtime to boost their celebrity and win votes. Together, they're helping ISIS do the bombings. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.